Hi guys, I hope you're having a beautiful day. So I want to talk to you a little bit about a mind power tool that definitely works. And I actually haven't used it in a really long time. And I'm just analyzing myself. And I thought to myself, wow, when you've done this before, you were actually doing this and didn't realize it. And that's when you were at the happiest state you've ever been in. And that is absolutely true. So basically, our mind is our reality. And in prayer, the whole point in prayer is to have a sound mind, to have peace. That's why people pray. There's all different things that people do, meditate, all different things. The whole point is to have a sound mind, meaning sound mind means peace, quiet. A quiet mind. When you have a quiet mind, you are in complete power. You are in the present moment. You're completely in power because it's silent. You're just enjoying the very things around you. So I'm thinking today, it's winter time where I am, and sometimes you could get like down. Or for me, like I'll always like it used to be worse when I was younger, but now for me, like I'll have like a week where I get off, where I feel off. I have like feel like I have anxiety and I just feel like blah. And I'm fighting through it because it's just a joke and the illusion and the lie and the lie. So today I said to myself, well, what do you need to do? And I said, well, I'm not asking any questions today. And I don't mean questions out loud. I mean questions in my head. If we really sit and listen to ourselves, the amount of questions that we ask ourselves is absolutely ridiculous. We ask ourselves questions that we can't even answer, which causes fear, anxiety, all the things that we don't want to feel. So then I told myself, I'm not asking any questions today, zero questions. And then I heard myself try to make a statement to myself. And I said, no, I'm not accepting statements. I'm not interested. And then I start to listen to what's going on around me. So when I want to ask a question, I say no. And then when I'm about to hear it myself, give me a statement. A bunch of statements, I say no, and I start to listen around me. So right now I'm listening to an airplane go by, listening to a bird chirp. It's bringing me completely into the moment. When we don't ask questions in our head and we don't give statements in our head, that's what other conversation can there be? So basically, sorry, I'm not accepting any statements, and very sorry, I'm not accepting any questions today. I am not asking myself any questions, and I am not making any statements. If you need to keep your mind busy, put on positive affirmations and listen to that. So I'm willing to listen to people's questions, and I'm willing to listen to people's statements, but I am not willing to listen to any questions from me or any statements I have to make. And since I've made that choice, the peace and I am in the moment completely. I have peace. I have no emotions outside of peace. Because remember that every single thing, everything that is real is our mind. So if we think something and we believe it, it's real and it all comes from the mind. So it's just, so now it brings you right into a state of just being in the moment, in your being, you're here. So listen and pay attention to how many times you ask yourself a question and pay attention to how many times you deliver yourself a statement that most likely isn't even based on facts. The mind always wants to play. It always wants to be doing something. And the best thing to do is silence the mind by saying, every time you hear yourself about to ask a question, say no. And don't even answer it. And no question, sorry. And then when you hear yourself about to make a statement, nope, not interested. And start listening to the noises around you. Play positive affirmations. But when we really pay attention to the noises around us, it brings us into the moment. And when we start looking at the things around us, it brings us into the moment. Very interesting. And you know, another thing you can do too, like say you're about to ask yourself a question, then say to yourself, let me find something that's blue around me, and then start looking around for something blue. If you can't control, you know, that you need to, like, you feel like you need to, you feel like the questions are coming in an overflow and you can't stop them, then just simply go to the question, what is something blue around me? And start looking around for something blue. If you can't help the overflow of statements that are coming in, then I want you to say to yourself, what do I hear right now? What do I hear around me? What noises do I hear? What do I see around me? So this is only if you can't control the questions and statements coming in. And you don't even really need to ask yourself. You could just start looking at the things around you and start listening to the things. But if you can't stop it right now, you haven't exercised that muscle to even stop the questions or stop the statements, just automatically go to what is blue around me, or pick a color and go to what do I hear right now in my environment, you know, to try to direct you into a different. You know, that alone will start exercising your strength in stopping the statements and questions. But really, you want to get to a point where you're not accepting any questions whatsoever, and you're not accepting any statements today. And I keep telling myself that every time my mind starts to think and it's about to ask a question, I say no, mm-mm, and I go right into the moment. And then when it wants to make statements, nope. This alone really will show you how your mind really is all day long. You're not accepting questions or statements from yourself today. You are willing to answer other people's questions and accept their statements today, but you are being quiet with yourself today. So I want you to start with that. I'd love to know if it works for you. I thought about that. Like, I'm like, wow, when you think about it, that's when you were at your happiest peak of happiness. I didn't ask myself any questions and I did not give myself any statements. I would often, I'd just be in the moment and excited for the next moment. What's going to happen next? What am I like? No judgments of other people, no judgments of my life, no judgments of myself, just completely enjoying life and all the experiences to come. So I hope that this helped at least one person. But remember, you don't really want to ask questions, but if you can't help the amount that are coming in, then pick a peace question. And the peace question is, what is blue around me, or what is green around me? The next question is, what do I hear around me? And that'll stop all of the other questions. So so you're training your mind to learn how to say no. You know, it's really, peace is all about mastering your mind. It's all about mastering your thoughts. And with thoughts comes emotion. We can never have an emotion without a thought. We can never have an emotion without a perception. And we could never care about something unless we decide to care about it, unless we decide to give it energy. So your questions that you're allowed to ask yourself today, the only ones, if you can't stop the questions and statements from coming in, you're allowed to ask yourself about something. Pick a color. Okay, I'm going to pick blue again. What is blue around me? The next thing you're allowed to ask yourself, these are the questions that are permitted. What do I hear around me? Okay. And let's just say that the question came in so fast that you didn't have time to stop it because you're exercising this muscle. I want you to respond to your questions or your statements with the words, I don't know and I don't care. Not important. I don't know and I don't care. Okay, I don't know and I don't care. That's because before a statement came in real fast, I didn't even have time to stop it because I didn't see it coming. Isn't that amazing? Our minds are ridiculous, okay? And I said, and what I'm, I when I and I'm not important. So if they come in out of nowhere, I want you to say, I don't know, I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. Okay, I don't care. And I want you to act though today, act on self-love. So eat well, exercise, do things that make you feel cared for. Brush your hair, take a shower, whatever, shave your legs, shave your face, whatever you need to do. Do actions of self-care. So you're moving in action. But remember the questions you're allowed today, the only two questions, and your only response that you're allowed to say is, I don't know and I don't care. Or you could just say, I don't care. Okay, yeah, don't care. Thanks. Not important. The question comes in, I don't know and I don't care. Don't care. Statement comes in, oh well, don't care. Thanks. And the more you dismiss these questions and these statements, the more you're exercising them, that you're not feeding them any energy, and they're going to stop coming in. It's absolutely incredible, our mind. Don't ask yourself anything today, and do not accept any statements. All right. What do I see around me that is blue? What are the noises that I hear around me? I don't know, and I don't care. Those are your inner sentences that you're allowed to use today. I hope that this helped at least one person. I hope that all of the dreams of your heart become reality in this journey of life into death, and I'm hoping into eternity. Bye.